The latest air quality report from the American Lung Association gives Kalamazoo County a B in particulate pollution, and Allegan County gets an A. However, it's not so good over on the ozone side. Kalamazoo County gets a C, and Allegan an F, which is worse than last time. What's going on in those two areas?
Well, there is some fluctuation depending on temperature for ozone pollution and airflow. The area itself sometimes, a lot of the times the pollution itself will come from other areas where there's coal plants directly to the south, west of the Portage, Kalamazoo area, and across the lake in Wisconsin. Particulate matter, which are fine dust particles, will travel hundreds of miles. So the particulate matter can be influenced by environmental factors and ozone as well, the sunlight combining with organic compounds to create more ozone pollution. And a lot of times those weather factors really play into this. Last year we had a lot of hot summer days, and that really increased the amount of ozone. We saw that in Portage and in Grand Rapids, the increase in ozone pollution, air alert days that come up, the number of unhealthy days that people would get asthma attacks or the worsening of their breathing problems if they have COPD or emphysema. We saw a dramatic increase in ozone pollution. And with particulate pollution, we tended to see a downward trend, but it looks like Kalamazoo and Portage didn't see that downward trend. And that's what I'm thinking may have happened with the region of getting some more of the weather factors coming into play and getting some more of that pollution, those fine dust particles from other areas. It also comes from locally produced things such as vehicle traffic. Wood burning would also have a big impact on that. And we're seeing more wood burning in some places because of the price of some fuels. We're urging people that if they can, switch to an alternative form that isn't as causing as much pollution. Obviously, going green helps too with renewable energy, but natural gas is an improvement over the burning of wood. So local factors come into play, but there's also factors that are weather factors and you know, the things you may not be able to control in your community. Particulate matter, soot, does drift those fine dust particles that carry a lot of the chemicals in it from state to state. That's why the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and their ability to implement the Clean Air Act is so important. There is a lot of rules that affect all the states to have reduced emissions in coal plants and for vehicles. One just came up recently called Tier 3 standards, which would take the sulfur out of gasoline, which causes a lot of that air pollution, as well as making requirements for cleaner vehicles. So they're using the best science available to implement the regulations or propose the regulations that will have the biggest health impact on all states so that we don't have this situation of, you know, a Chicago or a Milwaukee not only having bad air quality in their community, but causing bad air quality in another state or another community in their state. So we're hoping that, you know, this report will shine some light on that and the need for the Clean Air Act and the EPA to do their job.
The State of the Air 2013 report does not include any data for Calhoun, Van Buren, and St. Joseph County. Why not?
That's a good question. You know, we're really pushing that more monitors be installed. They have a limited amount of funding, and they have prioritized certain counties and certain areas for monitoring air. But really, all our counties or all our areas need monitoring. And DEQ, Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and EPA monitor or set up these monitors and calibrate and maintain them. And we need more funding for these communities to so that we know what the air quality is. As I mentioned, some of this comes from outside areas, and not knowing air quality, we just don't know how bad or how good it is. So they need more funding to do this.
On the whole, is Michigan's air better now than it was last year, the same, or worse?
Overall, we're getting better. You know, we see this gradual improvement. I think the ozone this year was a little bit of a blip. Hopefully, we won't have as many hot days as we did last year. That really triggered these ozone alert days or unhealthy air days. And if we get lower temperatures, we'll see a reduction of that, I believe, because the air quality itself is getting better. And that's primarily, it's a real success story with the Clean Air Act and the implementation of these standards all over the country in communities has had a dramatic impact, and we're seeing that through the air quality improvement over the last 14 years. So when we compare, you know, report to report, it's a three-year sample that they use for each report. We see a gradual improvement, and we have occasionally some blips along the way but across the board, not just in Michigan, but nationally, we see this this gradual improvement because of the Clean Air Act. At the local level, people can do things, you know, to reduce energy use, to go to more renewable sources of energy, to use more fuel-efficient vehicles and other motors or other things they need, lawnmowers, for example, going electric. There's a lot of ways you can reduce emissions on a personal level, and that's really what it takes. It's going to take not just one thing, but a host of things that we work on in communities, within the federal government, and in states to have a positive impact, keep the air cleaner and more healthy for our state and everybody else.
And people, I would assume you would encourage, pay attention when an ozone alert is issued and not go out and mow your lawn, for example.
Yeah, there's some precautions you can take and you can help by avoid mowing the lawn on these high temperature and alert days, weather days. People, don't have the option of getting inside in air conditioning, which does relieve some symptoms. They're really directly impacted from these days. So anything you can do to reduce the amount of pollution, you know, whether it's a lawn mowing or driving your car, take the bus maybe a day, you know, where there's a high pollution day.
In some areas of the country, people are required to have their vehicles tested for emissions on an annual level. Proposals for that have been strongly resisted in Michigan, including in Southwest Michigan. Is that something that the ALA would advocate, though?
I think what the Tier 3 standards that the EPA is looking for comments on right now, and that would mean cleaner vehicles, would have that put in place in the vehicle itself. There'd be no testing of vehicles or anything like that. But the actual burning of the fuel and the taking out of sulfur in the fuel would result in approximately taking off 33 million cars off the road and the pollution created from those cars. So it would have a dramatic impact and wouldn't require folks to get their vehicle tested.